Is Philadelphia more careless with its architectural heritage than other parts of the country or even the world?
It depends on who you compare it with. If you look at Charleston or Savannah, Georgia, smaller places tend to appreciate what they have more than larger cities like Philadelphia. So Philadelphia tends to think, oh, if we have one example of this building good enough, we can let the others go. I tend to think, I love being surrounded by history, and those buildings are touchstones for history. And when they're gone, it's hard to even remember what was in that space before, especially when something's built to replace it. So I know my photography helps me remember a whole good portion of the city that's gone. I remember blocks of Market Street and other parts of the city that, at least for me, that's one reason it gives me satisfaction is I sort of have that history in my pocket and I can refer to it. But it's really sad when it's not there to tell us the stories from our past. And the other thing is those buildings from the 19th century were so embellished with optimism. I see that 19th century Baroque aspect to the architecture as celebrating an exuberance of the city, especially at that period around 1900, late 19th century, early 20th century, when the city was exploding in growth. And the ideas of, the urban life were pretty central to how this country thought of itself.
There have been several notable demolitions that gained a lot of public protest, the Victory Building when the convention center was mm-hmm. being extended. It seems that they get forgotten, though. Without your records, as soon as the fight is lost, the fight seems to be completely lost.
Well, sometimes it's won. The Victory Building was one of those situations where the preservation community came together. The Preservation Alliance was very very good about getting people, putting a full-page ad in the Inquirer, and the mayor's office, Rendell's office, was inundated with faxes. This is before the email.
Right.
And that did put a stay to the execution. That stay has happened with other buildings in the past, and, it was then forgotten, and development came through. This 1600 block of Sampson Street's a good example, where Mayor Street came out and a protest against the demolition permits that had been issued. He said, I'll, make this a priority to stay this permit for a certain amount of time. If something doesn't happen in those 2 weeks or 2 months, then the development plans usually go forward, which was really to just turn that into a surface lot on the 1600 block of Sampson Street. Victory Building was able to be stabilized and kept until a development plan came along, and luckily the condo boom that started in the early 2000s saved that building.
So it was one of the few victories.
Right. Victory Building, thank goodness, is going to still stand as a victory.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.